America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette columnist, joins us right now in his normal spot. Jason worked for a little while in D.C., so he'll be going back there for the Steelers and Commanders Sunday. And I'm guessing you'll be there tomorrow night for the Penguins and Capitals as well, Jason?
No, I'm not double-dipping. I'm staying here.
Did you ask to do that?
To what, stay here?
No, to do both.
Yeah, I mean, no. Well, Wenzel's taking the trip. I offered my services, and Matt wanted to keep the trip, so I decided to stay here. I'm going to be on the nightly sports call, and I will be heading down with Jerry and Ray on Saturday.
Okay. Because I was going to say, that would be right up your alley to do Caps and Pens, and then if that's Sidney Crosby's 600th goal night, you're going to be talking about Pitt and Virginia with Richie Walsh at 10:50 on the Fan instead?
Way to just turn the knife, man. You got anything else?
I'm just saying that's
you
a bad.
You used to work at DC, boy. I bet you'd really like DC.
That's a bad job by the Post Gazette. They could have had you there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You could have had all things covered. I don't know who the boss is over there these days, but he dropped the ball on this one, in my opinion.
It's not too late, Andrew. Maybe I could scoot out tomorrow morning. Maybe I can still pitch it. And I say, Andrew Filippone on the Fan said I should go down here and do this. It's going to score 600. It's actually not a terrible idea. I wonder if I could do the nightly sports call remote.
No, I've tried that, Mosey. I got shut down on remote sports
calls. I mean,
I was
only allowed to do it remotely when my knee was literally immobilized and I had to just sit in a chair in my home office. That was the only time I've been allowed to do them remotely.
I had my first go around with the in the Fan studio thing on Friday night. That was impressive. Mulsey walked me through this perfectly.
Impressive. You put something in your ear, you put a mic on, and you stare at a camera. I don't know how impressive that is. It's pretty cut and dried there, Jason. No?
I work for a newspaper, buddy. I have a low bar. It impressed me. I enjoyed it. I don't think I screwed up. I talked to Richie. It was a good time.
I mean, how different is it than when you and Adam Bittner preview the Steelers games every Wednesday when you get on a StreamYard or
the Fuji Master
whatever the heck that is? Yeah, you guys do similar stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. But I'm not standing in the middle of a studio.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not standing in the middle of a big fancy radio station or anything. I'm like sitting in my family room. So, I mean, this was a much bigger deal.
Do you think the Steelers are regretting not picking up Najee's fifth-year option?
Maybe a little, because I don't see a path to him re-signing here. I understand the argument. I understand.
Right, but if they had picked up the fifth-year option, they'd have him down for $6.7 million right now.
I know. I mean, if you're Najee Harris, think about this logically. I know what he said. He likes being here, but you've made it this far. You're running the best you ever have. Why would you not take that to the open market and see who's going to pay you? I mean, maybe it comes back and it's the Steelers, but it only takes one team, man. So, yeah, I think you'd have a little bit of regret there if you're the Steelers, given how much he's produced.
I only think you'll have regret if you're the Steelers, or you would have regret if, as an organization, you believe that running backs were important enough or not so fungible that you could find a replacement in next year's draft. And it is an extraordinarily deep class. It's not just Ashton Gentry from Boise State. I honestly believe that this group of people running the show personnel-wise does not think Najee Harris would have been worth a first-rounder, Jason, and I feel like they think they can find a replacement next year in the draft.
I mean, I hope they're right. I think they're going to need to. I think they could probably have Jaylen Warren for cheap. It's not going to be a bad thing, man. But,
I didn't get hot tea yet, no.
Sorry, Jason. We're toggling conversations here. Pony's been begging for hot tea since he got on the air today. He is getting hot tea with honey and lemon sent his way right now, it looks like.
There is a
gentleman working from the casino here who might be Pony's hero right now if he can make this happen.
I have no idea what the man said. He works here, so do I still have to give him $40?
He's going out of his way to get you hot. Sorry, Jason, you're like an accessory now to this for a second. He's going out of his way.
Can I get away with tipping him 20?
I think you owe him at least 20.
Okay.
Anyway, Jason.
Well, Chris, I'm laughing because you and I went through this. We did what Pony did, and now I don't know if he got what we had, but
he's getting what sounds like it. It was brutal, and you and I were doing solo shows when we had
it. Jason, I got sick, and then I felt better, and now I feel worse.
Andrew,
if that makes sense.
Dude, I had the same exact thing. I think my kid brought home something from – I'm over both of them now, but, like, I had one. I thought I was good, and then it came back. It's a weird – maybe
That's
it's the same thing.
That's the immune system, dude.
Donnie, have you gotten this yet?
No. I've somehow avoided it.
That's your body fighting disease, brother.
Man. All right.
Jason, is D.C. one of your favorite road cities to travel to? Where does it rank?
Oh, just twist that knife even more for not getting sent there for Penguins Capitals.
Dude, I'm going to be firing off a text as soon as we hang up. Be like, you sure we can't go? Sure you don't need to call us in D.C. tomorrow? Yeah, it's top five for sure.
Top five.
Vancouver usually takes the cake on hockey. San Diego's pretty darn high up there on baseball. D.C. for both of them is, like, you know, elite for me. I love it. I love staying sometimes in Virginia, sometimes Maryland, sometimes right in the middle of it. I've stayed everywhere. I lived there for 3.5 years, so, like, I know a little bit of it. I just think it's a great city, man. It's a great place to cover a game.
Where's the place where they have massive pizza slices that are, like, the size of your head?
Why are you asking me?
They have them in D.C. They're in Adams Morgan.
There it is.
I don't know if that's what you're talking about, Andrew.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. When the bars let out there, they have these gigantic pizza slices, Paulsy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, they're incredible, too. Oh, my God. I had one at, like, 3 in the morning outside of a bar there once. They're very, very good.
You need to get down there with your boy Jim Loke, Mulsey, and do a D.C. weekend. This would have been perfect.
The D.C. pizza tour. Hey, Mulsey, you don't like pizza. Why don't you try these slices that are as big as your head?
I'm not talking about the pizza part. I'm just saying this would have been a great sports weekend for you with Penguins Capitals and then the game on Sunday. And I almost feel like Alex has done so many extravagant things. He went over to Europe. I think you're owed one of those guys trips.
But here's the trade-off. I'm going to Pinehurst in July for like 4 or 5 days to go play golf.
Yeah, and she'll do something in between November and July to even things out.
Well, she was supposed to go on a bachelorette trip, but now I guess the flight prices are just so absurdly high, they're bagging it and doing something local.
See, so
you gotta talk to somebody about those flight prices.
Okay, but let her do that, and then you can still do a D.C. weekend.
We can't do the D.C. weekend because you know why? Alex has her big gala for being an award-winning nurse this weekend.
Well, congratulations on all her success. Again, though, that's more stuff for her and less stuff for you. Jason, I will say this, though. The football stadium there is a dump, and it's an impossible place to get to. So you're not going to enjoy that part of it.
I'm not. I've been there. I've been there as a fan, and it's terrible. It was under the Dan Snyder regime when I went. I've
Can
never
you ask Arthur
there.
Smith why his family business insists on keeping their name on that?
No, it's gone.
Oh, wait,
it's not FedEx anymore.
Smart move.
Yep.
You don't want to be associated with that place. The place almost killed Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, fans
he had a huge game,
the,
and then fans
the
fell on him. What a dump!
It bothers me. My first job in pro sports was actually at RFK Stadium, and I obviously they're not going to play there now. I wish that the Commanders were in D.C. Like, that's insane. I don't even know if people realize that. Like, they're not actually in D.C. proper. That doesn't make sense to me. And it's just, it's wrong, man. It's wrong.
All right, Jason, we'll talk again next week. See you, pal.
All right, guys, have a good one. Feel better, Andrew.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.